Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Jude Albright. And I'm so glad that you're joining me today for Love Your Addiction. I'm sure that you're aware that everything on this planet has a life, and that means addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about what you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm wondering how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness instead of your rightness? When you love something and appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and give them love, you are better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. With loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's your fear that's coming up. So please forget about what our movies and our songs have programmed you to feel about love. Today, we are going to be looking at how do I love thee, as an enabler or a lover? There is a very fine line between loving someone and enabling him or her to continue hurting themselves and others. So let's look at some clear-cut examples of each, so that by the end of this show, you're going to be able to identify truly loving as opposed to caretaking or codependency. So, please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights. We're all in this together, and I am sure that each one of you desires peace and joy and love and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. I'm not out to try and change anyone. You're the only one that can change you. I am simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. Today, I'm going to be using interchangeably the words enabler, codependent, fixer, caretaker, because they really all mean the same thing. They are all addictions. And when we think of an addict, we think of an alcoholic or a drug user or a gambler. We don't think of codependency or enabling or caretaking as an addiction. But it is. Addiction is a relationship. And the codependent is in relationship with the person that he or she feels that he needs to take care of. And I'm not talking about adults taking care of children. I'm talking about adults attempting to take care of other adults. the problem that comes in here is that we are taught that addiction is an illness, and it is of sorts. And we're also taught that we need to take care of people who are ill. That doesn't mean that we assume responsibility for their behaviors. And that's what caretaking is. As an addiction, it is also a limitation. It blocks you from experiencing yourself as the great infinite being that you truly are. And so if you are an enabler or a fixer or a caretaker or a codependent, would you ask yourself right now, what is in you that needs love, that's hurting, that's in pain? And that usually stems from childhood issues. I ask you again, what's in you that needs love, that is hurting, that's in pain? Melanie Beatty is the author of Codependent No More, and it's a fabulous, fabulous book. And this is how she defines codependence. She says, quote, codependents are reactionaries. They overreact, they underreact, but rarely do they act. They react to the problems, the pains, the lives, and behaviors of others. They react to their own problems, pains, and behaviors. I love the way she says that. They don't act, they react. So, let's start out with, how does one become a caretaker or a codependent? Interesting question, huh? Well, many caretakers, many codependents were raised in a family where there was an addiction. And we've talked about in the past the four different roles that children assume when they're growing up in the addictive family, and then if they don't look at them and get help for those behaviors, they transfer those roles into their adulthood. So the hero, who is often the oldest child, learns to be the caretaker in the family because he or she is the super responsible one, the perfectionistic one, the one who needs structure. Then we have the scapegoat, who is the defiant, super irresponsible scapegoat. Sometimes they even become a caretaker, but usually they're married to somebody else who grew up in the addictive family, like the lost child or the mascot, who, again, are caretakers. The lost child is unfulfilled in their potential. They isolate, they're scared, and so they often caretake. And then there's the mascot, the youngest, who is seeking approval because he or she is never taken seriously. What better way to seek approval than to take care of somebody else and to have that false belief that you know what is right and good for everybody else? Talk about the height of arrogance. But that's really what codependency, caretaking, fixing, enabling is. The caretaker, the codependent, really believes that his or her value comes from somebody else's approval. They tend to seek outside approval in order to feel validated. Their self-esteem is so low that they have to depend on somebody else's perception of who they are. And this can be very dangerous. especially living with an addict who is manipulative or abusive. And when somebody looks solely outside of himself or herself for validation, that person relinquishes a large degree of control over her own or his own life. Now, I was referring there to somebody who lives with or who loves or who is caretaking somebody with a chemical addiction. However, we see tons of codependency in enabling in the workplace. And if people would recognize this and change this, our workplaces might change. And what if you were one of the ones that could help change the workplace? For example, codependency is energy. It is a vibration. It is an energy that is given off. And the corporate boss knows exactly who to ask to stay late, who will sacrifice whatever plans they had that evening, whether it's going to a kid's play at school, whatever it is. That boss knows by the codependent's energy that he or she won't say no. Let's look at education. There are teachers who spend hours after school. They don't go home. They stay after school till 6 or 7 o'clock at night, making plans, making sure that everything goes right the next day. First of all, you can't make sure that everything goes right or wrong because you don't have control over that. But that teacher stays after school with a false pride, thinking that he or she is a special teacher and that administration really, really values and looks up to that teacher for staying late. Now, both the person staying and working for the corporate boss or the teacher staying after school would be so much better off and so much healthier if they would leave, go home, and get a balance between giving and receiving. The codependent has no balance. The codependent gives, 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 can't say no, wants to be in control. And when somebody else acts inappropriately, the codependent often feels guilty for him or her. The codependent tends to feel bad about herself or himself whenever they make a mistake. The codependent doubts himself or herself and his or her ability to be who they really want to be. They feel, and they've been raised to feel this way, that they need to be who the person they're with wants them to be. Codependence enablers remain loyal, even if the other person or situation is harmful to them. And that is why so many women stay in abusive relationships and are loyal to the person that is continually abusing them. They remain loyal because there is that little hope in the back of their mind that this person is going to change and see how much they really, really love them. Again, this primarily stems from childhood and childhood beliefs and childhood behaviors. And please know the codependency, that caretaking, that fixing, that enabling, they're all learned behaviors. And the beauty about a learned behavior is that you can unlearn it. And that's really what this show is about, folks. It is my intention to open the door to your awareness, because there are so many people out there who are involved in enabling behaviors that are hurting everyone. They're hurting the planet. They're hurting families. They're breaking families up. The codependent pretends that things are not as bad as they really are. And he or she thinks that they can fix it, that they have all the answers. And no one has anybody else's answers. The only answers that you have are for yourself. For any of you where guilt and shame has come up because you realize that you have been acting as a codependent or enabler, please get rid of the guilt and shame. This show is not about guilt or shame. Many of you already know those unempowered feelings way too well. Rather, the show is about awareness without judgment. Only when you educate yourself about something can you then change it, if you choose. And change can be pretty scary. I know it was for me. It was totally frightening when I learned that I was raised to be a codependent. No, my mom did not wake up one morning and say to herself, "I'm going to teach Jude how to be codependent." Uh-uh. Rather, she showed me to be a caretaker by her actions. And you know what? That was the era. She was acting out what she had learned, that women needed to take care of their men, their sons, the house, the shopping, the everything. Ladies, not true. I don't blame my mother at all. Today I thank her for showing and teaching me who I was not, so that I could be who I am today, a lover and an allower who doesn't need to fix anyone but me. And please know that when I'm talking about codependent behaviors, I'm talking about learned behaviors. I said this before. And anything learned can be unlearned. So, rather than placing high value on somebody else's approval for your behavior or feelings, and rather than having trouble holding personal boundaries with other people and being able to say no, what if all of those behaviors that I just mentioned as codependent or enabling, you decided to become the lover? Now, what does that mean? A lot of times when we hear the word lover, because of our TV programming and our musical programming, we go immediately to the sexual connotation. Lover has nothing to do with sex. Well, yeah, I'll change that. Maybe it does in the sexual content. But the lover that I am defining today is somebody who sets clear boundaries, who knows a balance of giving and receiving, who allows nurturing relationships and a partner who cherishes you. And if you are in a codependent relationship acting as an enabler, you are not with a partner who cherishes you, because it is impossible for that partner to cherish you or himself or herself. The lover has no judgment of herself or himself, only allows, forgives, and has self-acceptance. The lover allows himself or herself to lead a healthy lifestyle, living in a comfortable, safe, clean, organized, and beautiful, according to his or her description, place. A lover refuses abuse, violence, insults, hurting words, and that includes coming from relatives. A lover puts herself or himself first. And that means eating when you're hungry, going to the bathroom when you need to, even if you're in the middle of a project. The lover ends drama and gives himself or herself enough time so that he or she lives a stress-free life. The lover takes full responsibility for his or her actions and does not take responsibility for another's actions. The lover gets enough sleep, trusts his or her gut hunch, his or her gut intuition, and knows that they are divine and deserve to be treated in a divine manner. Now, in a half an hour, I certainly cannot go into depth on all of the aspects of codependency and enabling and all of the aspects of loving yourself. But I believe that I've given you a somewhat adequate overview of both of these roles. And if anyone would like deeper interpretations or more awareness on this, please let me know. And you can do that by going to my website, which is judealbright.com or beingrecovered.net. And I also have the new website, which is jude4.wix.com/loveyouraddiction. And all three of those websites are indicated on the page that you're looking at right now. So I'm asking you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather what you are refusing to be? The codependent, the enabler, the fixer, is refusing to be his or her own divine self, taking responsibility for his or her actions. So what can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? And be that lover for the addict who you love. I'm not saying to stop loving the addict that you're involved with, whether that addict is your job, your child, your adult child, your spouse, your lover. What I am saying is please, please be aware of yourself and why, what deep purpose within you is there that you are trying to fill by taking on responsibility for another person. Please remember that codependents characteristically, although not always, grew up in households where there was dysfunction, where there was abuse, where there was alcoholism, where there was any kind of an addiction, whether it was chemical or otherwise. And oftentimes, those codependents felt the need to be the referee or the rescuer, holding relationships together, even minimizing other people's problems to protect them from the outside world. You cannot protect another person. You cannot hold a relationship together. It takes two people. Please remember that we are energetic beings with our emotions and our thoughts. And as a group, we are creating the things that happen on this planet. And that's going to include the upcoming elections and everything else that goes on this planet. I'm asking you now, could we all now take this opportunity to send love, to be the lover to all addicted people on the planet, and also send that love to their loved ones who are in pain? What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped, to stay wrapped in your truth and your love. Be the lover, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, and beautiful you. Make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions for helping you to be a more responsible creator. Codependency enabling is not about morality. It's about experience, that's all. Yours and the addict's. And you can change your experience whenever you wish. Please join us on our next show, which will be on April 4th. Thank you for listening. And please give me any comments that you might have or questions. You can go to facebook.com/loveyouraddiction, or, as I mentioned earlier, you can go to my website and email me. Thank you, and have an absolutely beautiful, loving rest of your day.